Now, if our peace is from grace, why do you have arrogant thoughts? Why are you so inflated with pride, being saved by grace? And if you have peace with God, why seek to attach yourself to others? That is the result of division. So what if you're at peace with this person, and with another you find grace? My hope is that both of these gifts come from God, both from Him and directed towards Him. Neither of these things are secure unless they come from above. And unless God is their focus, they won't aid you. For we gain nothing if we're peaceful towards everyone, yet at war with God. Conversely, we don't lose anything if we're seen as enemies by everyone, as long as we're at peace with God. Also, there's no benefit to us if everyone approves and God is upset. Likewise, there's no peril in everyone avoiding and despising us if we have acceptance and love from God. True grace and peace come from God. The person who finds favor in God's sight fears nothing, not only no man, but not even the devil himself. But he who has angered God is suspicious of everyone, even in apparent safety. Humans are inconsistent, not just friends and siblings, but fathers, too, have seen complete turnarounds where their child, their own creation, becomes their worst enemy over trivial matters. Children have forsaken their fathers. For instance, David was in favor with God, Absalom with people. You all know how their stories ended, and who earned more honor. Abraham was favored by God, Pharaoh by people, who surrendered the innocent man's wife to please him. Everyone knows who was happier and more renowned between the two. And why mention righteous men? The Israelites were favored by God but despised by people, the Egyptians, yet they still triumphed over their enemies, a fact known to all.